Welcome to our fifth SPG podcast of the year. Good morning. It's Dr. Casserly here. Anjola from 8T and I have not long finished leading the whole school in our assembly to start World Mental Health Day. And we were both festooned in the yellow signature colour of Young Minds. It's been a real privilege to work with Anjola on this, and I am extremely proud of her. So thank you to Anjola. And so if we begin by looking at pupil success. Congratulations to Sarwin in 11S on winning the Under 18 tennis tournament in Leamington. This is an absolutely outstanding achievement, which consolidates her superb position of being in the top 100 in the UK. Well done to Sarwin, our very own SPG Emma Raducanu. Tilly in 10P has been selected for the Under 17 regional netball squad at Parkside, which is an elite netball team. And what's even more amazing is that she is playing in a team of Under 17 and she's only in Year 10. Congratulations to Tilly. And also congratulations to our Year 10 and 11 football team who won the Year 11 six-a-side tournament last night. The girls were absolutely fantastic, with Maisie in 10T being awarded player of the tournament. And special congratulations to Lena in 8A, who stepped up to play in goal and was brilliant. We are the champions, and so well done to Maisie in 10T, Elizabeth in 11L, Ruth in 11U, Sarah in 10L, Mary Rose in 11S, and Lena in 8A, our champion footballers. To add to this, Maisie in 10T attended trials last month and she has got in to the county, yes, to the county football team. This is an amazing achievement as the standard is exceptionally high. She is our first SPG footballer to play at this level. Really well done, Maisie. I would love to see her at Aston Villa, but she's already playing for West Bromwich Albion. Never mind. But congratulations to Maisie. And then well done to the winners of our Rosary Prize that was presented this week. Well done to Chinamanda in 9T, to Cherian in 9A, to Caitlin in 10L, to Ira in 13T, and Isabel in 10S. This is a highly prestigious prize nominated by Alejandra, our lay chaplain, for pupils showing outstanding spiritual leadership. Very well done. Also well done to Alicia in 7T, who was the very worthy winner of the World Languages Week bake-off competition. Her cake not only looked great in the shape of a globe, but it tasted fantastic as well. Congratulations to Shikimi in 8P on winning the weekend quiz on John Henry Newman and Doctors of the Church. A really great effort. And also well done to some superb historians on being awarded the John Henry Newman Prize for Excellence in History. Mrs. Coyle was delighted to nominate the very worthy recipients. Kitty in 7A, Kirian in 9A, Jasmine in 10T, Emmy in 12A, and Yowita in 13U. Yesterday, the winners of the St. John Henry Newman competition had the opportunity to have Mass in the shrine and a tour of Newman's rooms and the library. They even got to hold John Henry Newman's violin. They were magnificent and so engaged, and Father Anton was rightly impressed. Well done to Isabel in 7A, to Sienna in 7A, to Devine in 7A, to Heron in 7A, to Darcy in 7A, and to Jane in 7T, on having a day to remember. And then congratulations to our psychology students nominated for a prize for their superb efforts and psychological expertise. Well done to Amelia in 13U, to Olivia in 13L, to Bonnie in 12S, to Taifam in 12U, to Alicia in 12S. Mrs. Chambers is absolutely delighted with their efforts and progress, and they really do deserve this prize. And then congratulations to the Year 12 pupils shortlisted to give their presentations for the Head Girl hustings on Wednesday. They had to deliver their 2-minute speeches 3 times in different areas of school. They accredited themselves so well and gave such passionate and inspirational addresses. Well done to Amaris in 12U, to Cherise in 12U, to Anna in 12T, to Teresa in 12A, to Samuela in 12L, to Emily in 12S, to Bonnie in 12S, to Eldora in 12T, to Despina in 12T, to Amelia in 12T, and Gabriella in 12P. Having counted all of the votes from the staff and pupils, huge congratulations to Samuela, our new head girl. So proud of her. She will bring noble, dynamic and engaging leadership to the whole school community and will be a very worthy successor to all of the fine head girls who have gone before her. Well done and fantastic congratulations to Despina, who is the new deputy head girl, and to Amaris, Anna, Eldora and Emily on being elected as part of the whole head girl team. They're going to be brilliant, and we wish them every blessing and happiness in their new role. And we're very much looking forward to working with them. Great thanks must also be given to the outgoing head girl team for all of their wonderful contributions and excellent leadership. We wish them every blessing as they complete their UCAS applications and prepare for their public examinations. Thank you so much to them for being such amazing role models and superb leaders. And now on to school events. Yesterday, our textiles A-level girls had the opportunity to visit London for the Knit and Stitch show. They had the opportunity to look around hundreds of displays presenting an array of textiles techniques. It really expanded their horizons, and they also loved the opportunity to have lunch in Covent Garden. Well done to Florence in 12T, to Fran in 12T, to Lourdes in 12U, to Rachel in 12U, and to Camoy in 12L. Mrs. Mullen, the head of textiles, said they were a joy to be with. Thank you to the Year 10 and 12 parents for attending the parental information evenings on Monday and Tuesday evening. We really did appreciate your presence and support. And we'd also like to say congratulations to those who performed in our first lunchtime concert of the year, which takes place on the first Tuesday of each month. Well done to Adora in 8A for her strong and heartfelt singing performance, to Holly in 90 on her poignant and accomplished singing, to Anjali in 11P for such a superbly dynamic dance which she choreographed so beautifully herself, and to Isabella for the most exquisite piano recital. And of course, well done to Connie in 10U for her excellent comparing. We continue to promote reading in school and are so delighted that three of our excellent reader leaders will share their recommended reads, perhaps for Christmas presents. And so over to Michelle.
Good morning, everyone. So my name is Michelle and I'm in year 10. My favourite genre of books are probably thriller and murder mystery, although I do enjoy the few classics as well. If I had to recommend one book, it would definitely be Wonder. Wonder by R.J. Palacio is such a heartfelt and uplifting story. It follows a boy named Augie, who was born with a facial difference, as he starts school for the first time after being homeschooled. And honestly, it's not just his story, it's about how everyone around him reacts and grows too. What makes Wonder so powerful is how real it feels. You see the world through different perspectives, his friends, his families, and it really drives home the idea of kindness and empathy. It's one of those books that makes you stop and think about how you treat people, even in the smallest ways. The book also explores courage, both Augie's courage to face a world that often stares or misunderstands him, and the courage of others to stand up for what's right, even when it's not easy. It's emotional, it's funny at times, and it just sticks with you. If you want something that will make you feel all the feelings and maybe remind you to choose kindness a little more often, then Wonder is definitely worth the read.
Hello, my name's Bella, and I have recommended the Harry Potter books by J.K. Rowling. I read these books when I was in year 6, and I fell in love with them. I absolutely loved the plot, as it went through how Harry, Ron and Hermione went through their years at school, and I loved how it let my imagination flourish. I also enjoyed how J.K. presented Hermione, who was my favourite character and truly inspired me, as she's such a strong character and really represented to me what a smart, powerful woman should look like. The book itself is amazing and her descriptive language has really helped me in my academic life today. I also love the movies, even though they aren't exactly the same as the books. I would recommend these books to someone because they are very enjoyable and can also help with your vocabulary and your imagination, which I'm finding very useful as I'm preparing for my English language GCSE, which requires creative writing. It is also just overall a very amazing book and great for young readers.
Hello, my name is Aviana from 10L, and this is my review of The Book Thief. I especially enjoy books that present the reader with a rollercoaster of emotions to the complete end, as well as any that explore heavy topics. The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak is an easy 5 stars out of 5 for me. This fantastic novel has compelling storytelling all throughout the book, which never made me want to put it down. Told by Death, it follows a young girl's up and down journey in a quaint German town during the heights of World War II, with her foster parents. Readers learn about the several characters, each having their own charm, giving the book a sense of realism and making it more personal, leaving a lasting outlook on humanity itself. The novel is thought-provoking and empathetic as it focuses on Germany's side of the war, which is often overlooked, and it challenges humanity's decisions with themes of raw emotion and death. Liesl, our protagonist, learns to read with the little resources they have, and she becomes completely entranced with reading, all whilst facing the horrific war. The pure bravery of Liesl, despite her age and dangerous situation, highlights strength and perseverance to overcome unfortunes, reminding us that it's so easy to give up, even when faced with the challenge. With the narrator being Death, the novel showcases a wholly different perspective on human lives and the decisions which contribute to the destruction of innocence during this devastating period. Surprisingly, Death is empathetic to the lives which are taken, and he cares for the souls, a contrast to the idea of the usual connotations of the personified being of Death. I personally believe that this book is incredibly moving and truly captivating, and the tragic ending may leave readers in tears. Zusak's writing is expertly breathtaking and refreshingly original. So if you're looking for a book that is packed with tension, emotion, and deeper meanings, then you should 100% give this a try.
Thank you so much to Michelle, to Bella, to Aviana on those absolutely brilliant recommended reads. I can see you in the very near future doing your own podcasts on recommended reading. Thank you very much indeed. Just a reminder, please could you encourage your daughter to bring back any outstanding books to the library? If you could encourage her to look under her bed or wherever else they may be stored, and if she could bring them back to the library, we would be really grateful. We have a book amnesty going on at the moment, and all she needs to do is just return them to the library and there will be no questions asked. And to forthcoming events. The Year 11 Parental Information Evening will be on Monday, the 13th of October at 6 p.m. This is a really important evening where we will outline the overview for the year with dates and deadlines for exams and NEA, as well as for intervention, support and revision. The Year 7 Mass of Welcome will take place at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 23rd of October, followed by the opportunity to meet form tutors. Girls are more than welcome to stay after school until Mass begins, and it would be great to see as many parents as possible. We have completed 6 weeks of term, and it might now be a timely reminder that we break up at 3:20 on Friday, the 24th of October for half term, and return on Monday, the 3rd of November at normal time for 8:50 a.m. The week after half term, on Thursday, the 6th of November at 6 p.m, we will have our sixth form open evening. And an update on our poll criteria. We currently have 366 pupils meeting the poll criteria of 100% attendance, no lates, no negative logs, and above 5 positive logs. As we are a third of the way through the term, we have taken 5 logs for the end of September. It will be 10 at the end of October, and obviously the full 15 for December. Although there are already 26 pupils with above 20 positive logs and 3 pupils with above 30 positive logs. If you want a comparison for your daughter, the average for the school for positive logs is currently 11. Please encourage your daughter to keep going for her poll criteria, and we look forward to having a great reward day on the 13th of January 2026. And now for the Just One Thing section, which has been led this week by one of our Compass mental health team.
Hi, my name's Ruth Taylor. I'm a trainee education mental health practitioner from Compass Birmingham. I'm just here to give you a little tip that parents can do to help their children and young people with their mental health. I think one of the most important things is to listen to your child, validate and normalise how they're feeling, actually explore with them how they're thinking, and help them to balance those thoughts, which will help the way they're feeling and what they do about it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you to Ruth for those very pertinent ideas. And please ask your daughter today to share with you some of the strategies that we identified in assembly this morning for engendering positive mental health. And now on to our final section of prayer. Tomorrow is the feast of one of my favourite saints, Saint Pope John the 23rd. I remember reading his book, The Journal of a Soul, and being so inspired and gripped that I could not put it down and stayed up all night to read it. He convened the Second Vatican Council and was affectionately known as Good Pope John for his authenticity, kindness, and sense of humour. He sought to live in a spirit of tranquility and contentment by living simply, accepting the demands of only today. He wrote and lived by 10 daily resolutions, known as the Daily Decalogue, which he read every morning. So for our concluding prayer on this World Mental Health Day, we're going to take a little time to meditate on each of his daily decalogues and allow it to resonate in our hearts and minds. So number one, only for today I will seek to live the day positively without wishing to solve the problems of my life all at once. Only for today I will take the greatest care of my appearance. I will not raise my voice. I will be courteous in my behaviour. I will not criticise anyone. I will not claim to improve or to discipline anyone except myself. Only for today, I will be happy in the certainty that I was created to be happy, not only in the other world, but also in this one. Only for today, I will adapt to circumstances without requiring all circumstances to be adapted to my own wishes. Only for today, I will devote 10 minutes of my time to some good reading, remembering that just as food is necessary to the life of the body, so good reading is necessary to the life of the soul. Only for today, I will do one good deed and not tell anyone about it. Only for today, I will do at least one thing I do not like doing, and if my feelings are hurt, I will make sure that no one notices. Only for today, I will make a plan for myself. I may not follow it to the letter, but I will make it. And I will be on guard against the two evils, hastiness and indecision. Only for today, I will firmly believe, despite appearances, that the good providence of God cares for me as no one else who exists in the world. Only for today, I will have no fears. In particular, I will not be afraid to enjoy what is beautiful and to believe in goodness. So I hope you found St. John the 23rd's daily resolutions a practical means for us all to become a saint. All we're asked to do is to remain faithful, moment by moment, day by day. For tomorrow, the future rests in God's hands. So let's concentrate only for today. We pray for Year 8 and staff for a safe and a happy visit to the Bay of Cadiz in Spain, leaving this Monday for the week. And I would like to thank all of our parents for all of your tremendous support. You should be rightly proud of our great girls who embody that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.